Atticus Fantasticus, written by Andrew Datto and read by Andrew Datto. Original music by Paul Smith. On the morning of the night before Atticus turned 10, his parents began the very big job of getting him ready. "You're a grub," said Mum, practically sanding him with soap. "And the smell," said Dad, tipping another bucket of cold water on him. "Ew," they both shrieked. Atticus couldn't believe it. He smelled good. He could smell his richness without even trying. It was a good, honest smell, like a horse in the rain or a dog fresh out of a puddle. And the dirt made his skin match the colour of his hair. He thought he was pretty much perfect. He just wished he was strong enough to wriggle free from the soap.
"Stop wriggling," said his father. "You have to be clean and fresh and brilliant. So if you stuff up your choice, you'll get another chance. Don't you see? Stay still so we can help you."
"It doesn't matter what I look like," Atticus squirmed. "As Grandnan says, you get what you get and you don't get upset." Atticus was scrubbed so clean he felt dirty. Then he was pushed into tights and pulled into a shirt. His hair was scraped across his head and glued down tight, his teeth polished, and his shoes an ornament to Narcissus, the god of reflection. He stood in front of the mirror and shuddered at the boy looking back at him. "Beautiful," said his mother.
"Superb," said his father.
"Oh, please," groaned Atticus. He didn't look like himself at all. Normally, what he saw was a handsome young man with a jaw that jutted out like a boulder at the bottom of a granite cliff, sharp, capable cheeks leading to a ferocious brow to shield his dark eyes and launch the thatch of hair on his head the way an island sprouts palm trees. With his shirt off and pants well hitched, he was on the definitely side of awesome. Best of all, there was a hair under his arm. Just the one. Mum always wanted to pluck it, but Atticus would say, "No, Mother, it's my hair. You never know when I might need it." That Atticus was exactly nothing like the one in the mirror. This Atticus looked like a kid. It was embarrassing. He went. "If I have to stay like this a second longer than I have to, I'm going to lose my poop." "You look gorgeous, Addy," said his mum, licking her hand and using the slobber to stick down some stray hairs. "Just how Grandnan would want. In fact, you look so good, I bet if you make a silly choice, she'll give you another go on this most special day of the Fantasticus family tradition."